A few photos snapped 6 decades ago in a downtown Peoria office were quietly tucked away until now. WCBU's Tim Shelley tells us how these historic snapshots are finally making their big debut.
If the name Jerry Milam rings a bell to you at all, you're probably thinking of the Golden Voice recording studio in South Pekin that he'd founded. That's where bands like REO, Speedwagon, and Styx recorded some of their biggest hits from the 70s. But we're actually not here to talk about that today. We'd like to take you back to the early 60s, back when Jerry Milam was just a kid in his early 20s. He'd freelance as a photographer for the Pekin Daily Times and for some commercial studios, but Jerry laid down his camera and picked up a guitar and decided he was going to try to break into the music industry. Blaine Goss was a local promoter who let Jerry and his band lay down their very first tracks in a recording space he'd set up in his office above a downtown Peoria dance studio. For young musicians just starting out, that meant a lot. So when Goss needed someone handy with a camera to snap some shots for another project in that space, Milam was happy to help out for free.
Blaine said, "Jerry, would you consider doing a photo shoot for me? I got a young comedian that I'm trying to promote." And I said, "Sure."
That comedian was Richard Pryor, Peoria native, fresh off a Rocky Army stint in West Germany.
That was the first time we had met Richard. We'd never known him up to that point. And we found him really quite nice to work with. He was just very compatible. He was very witty. He was just had a really sweet personality as far as trying different poses and sticking lampshades on his head or whatever silly thing we were trying at the time. And he brought some formal clothes, so we were able to do some things in a tux and relaxed and so on.
In that little office studio with its high ceilings and ragged backdrops, Jerry took 12 to 15 exposures. He says he was pleased with 9 of them. That might not sound like a lot, but back in those days, it was no easy feat for a number of reasons.
You're shooting kind of blind because you have no proofing. They're shooting with 4x5 cut film in a film holder, and we're using flash bulbs.
After that photo shoot, Jerry and Richard drifted apart. Jerry and his wife Mary continued in the music business, while Pryor left Peoria again, this time for good, and built his legendary comedy career from the ground up, both on stage and on the big screen. But that photo shoot in a small studio back in the early 60s would bring their paths to cross one more time decades later.
I never really had any contact with Richard until I heard he was really ill, and then we got a hold of his wife Jennifer and we had a correspondence with her. And I sent her those photographs, asked her if she would like a copy because it was 60 years and he had forgotten about them, I'm sure. And she said, "Oh, yes, please send them out." And he couldn't speak at the time. He was failing that bad. She showed him the photos and told him a joke that he had told me that night. I won't repeat right now, but it wasn't a vulgar joke, but it had to do with blacks and whites. She told him the joke and showed him the photos, and she said it brought a really big smile to his face. And that made us feel real good that he was touched by it. And a few days later, UPS pulls up and drops off a box at our house, and it had a packet of outtakes of his movies that had not been released to the public, and she wanted us to have one of the first original copies. And to this day, we've never broken the seal on it. So within the packet of a number of the outtake movies, the cellophane's never been broken yet. So we just kept it more of a keepsake than we did something to watch.
Now in his 70s, Milam's never shown this material off to a wider audience. But Bill Conger and John Morris of the Peoria Riverfront Museum saw an opportunity.
The photos that I took of Richard, a few people locally have seen them over the years, but most people kind of had a so-what attitude about it. And Bill and John, totally different attitude. They think it's just historical. Very historical, and they want to promote it and let people really see what Richard looked like and the whole vibe back there in 1961.
Milam's kept these photos all these years. Jerry's Richard Pryor photos go on display at the museum when it reopens next month. Not much survives of Pryor's Peoria legacy, making this exhibit a rarity. Jerry has just one wish for what he hopes Peorians take away when they see these breathtaking photos.
What I hope is that they see two sides of him. You know, a lot of people were turned off with his vulgarity. He used it for emphasis in a lot of his material, but he had a really nice side that we saw, and I saw that in a lot of his movies. So I would like to see people see both sides of Richard Pryor, and because we know that existed. And even up to the end, where he had a big smile on his face looking back at his 60-year-old photos, it proved the fact that he had that good heart.
And even in ill health, that good heart took Pryor back to fond memories of his hometown. I'm Tim Shelley.
To browse a sampling of Jerry's photos of Richard Pryor, just head to WCBU.org.